All right. Good morning, everybody. Getting people into the chat stream. All right. We got some viewers here. Great. So yeah, welcome in. A couple things here is in the comment section. Let me know you can hear me okay. And I'll have a couple starter questions to get us going. Getting some of my slides ready to go. I'm really excited about this webinar. I probably spent 20 some hours getting the slides ready and kind of thinking through the process. And it's going to be a full webinar, so lots of details are going to be coming at you. But you can always watch the replay and go back over it. That's kind of my idea is when I like to do webinars is to give a lot of information and you can always go back and watch it, make it really practical and straightforward for you. So yeah, let me know if you can hear me. Say I can hear you in the chat. That would be great. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself in my office. Wait a few more minutes for people to jump in since I did start a little early today. Other thing you can do, let me know that you, if you can hear me, but put a one in the chat and the description in the comments there. Okay, good. Thanks, Jess. You can put a one in the chat if you have a newsletter. Put a two in the chat if you don't have a newsletter. And as we go along, I would love for you to put questions into the chat. So when I go to questions, there's a few ready for me to answer. Because I do expect this one to go the full length. All right. Thanks, Anthony. All good. So yeah, put a one in the chat if you have a newsletter, two in the chat if you don't have a newsletter, and cue some questions up for me along the way. I'll wait one more minute and then we'll get going. Something to fill the time with. is that it's trying to be spring here in Chicago. It's like trying so hard. Some of the magnolia trees are coming out, or plants or flowers are started coming out of the ground, but then it's getting cold again. So it's going to be in the 30s and 40s, and spring breaks right around the corner, and I'm hoping it warms up just enough so our kids can just play outside a lot. We can have some campfires at night. So looking for some time with the family, but man, spring is trying to break forth in Chicago, and it's just struggling a little bit. All right, so let's go ahead and jump in. Couple housekeeping things. So the webinar today is how to start an email newsletter for your private practice. Many of you know about the Group Practice Scaling Summit coming up in Chicago that I'm hosting. It's in Oak Park. Thank you, Anthony. Number two. All right. I see that you don't have a newsletter yet. And okay, so yeah, the Group Practice Scaling Summit is coming up. It's for group practice owners. I'm limiting it to 50, and it's going to be kind of a nice, intimate, small setting. I like to think of it as like a TED Talk that you can hear some great content and then ask a lot of questions and learn from the wisdom of the group. Lots of great topics. I'm going to be talking about three dashboard metrics every group practice owner needs to scale. Alexandra Hare from Optimum Joy. She's got a practice of 50 people working for her, and she's going to be talking about how to create team culture that retains clinicians and grows your brand. My wife, Susan, is going to be talking about how to create an in-house training program to scale your clinical team. And then Nate's going to be talking about financial numbers. And then a special guest, Dr. Kathleen Kelly, is going to be talking about how to offer counseling intensives for your private practice and her system and how she does it. So if you're a group practice owner, check it out. It's just a day and a half. This 30 on LI. Okay. Let's see here. TheraSaaS. Yes, today's webinar is sponsored by TheraSaaS, and I'm going to show you how TheraSaaS can actually help you build a newsletter too. So stay to the end. All right, here we go. On how to build a newsletter for your private practice. Here's what private practice owners want. Practice owners want a powerful sales funnel that consistently provides a steady pipeline of new clients coming to their practice. And a crucial component of that sales funnel is an email newsletter. So practice owners want a simple and easy system to create that newsletter that builds a brand, a newsletter that can build trust at scale, a newsletter that will further position you as a trusted guide with current clients, but also with those who are not ready to buy your services yet. The problem is, however, is that practice owners' time is, your time is limited, and you may be confused on what to write about. Maybe you're even a little cynical about email marketing. Maybe you're frustrated by the technical setup of a newsletter. Well, here's the deal. If you don't have a newsletter, you're missing out on a massive opportunity for growth and to grow your brand. And here's why. Here's the image I refer back to quite often. So people come to your website and they have this, they have curiosity around your services, right? They're asking, can you solve my problem? And then they get into the enlightenment stage. If they say, yes, I think you can solve my problem, they're asking, can I trust you? And you'll see here that email and even a lead generator can be assets to help build that trust. Okay, so that's where they're at in the state, in the buying stages of your sales funnel, and where a newsletter plays an important role. Here's some other things that it's important why you need to have a newsletter. So I've heard from a lot of course creators, and 95% of their sales of courses come from email, almost 100%. 40% of B2B, so business-to-business marketers, say email newsletters are most critical to their content marketing success. 73% of millennials prefer communications from businesses to come from email. I want to show you this other crazy statistic. This is email marketing revenue from 2020 to 2027. So you'll see in 2023, there was $10 billion from email marketing. This is buying stuff, but I want you to know that email plays an important role in growing a business, and they're projecting it's only going to go up and up and up. And it's true. Everything that I'm reading from marketers, just everywhere, is that email marketing is becoming more and more important. And here's why. So engagement rates. So I don't know exactly how the study measures engagement, but they're saying TikTok has an engagement rate of at least 5%. And then you have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at less than 1% engagement. That could be a, you know, touch on an ad or, you know, a comment or something. There's lots of ways you can engage, but I think the overall, what they're saying here is that engagement rates, at least for the Meta platforms and Twitter, are low. However, when it comes to email, and I don't, this might be a little difficult to see, but when it comes to email, can I zoom in here? Yeah, there we go. You'll see here in 2022 and 2023 that email open rates average was about 28%. And then what you'll see here on click-through rates, this red line down here, this is why. So if there's a link inside the email, they click on it, is you're almost at 3%, which is important because if you remember the last slide here, the social media is less than 1%. So your engagement rate goes way up. And that's what you want. You want people to engage with your content. Rand Fishkin at Spark Toro argues, he compiled a bunch of data, and he's arguing that Google's click-through rates and social media engagement has fallen. Email has remained a marketing workhorse. He argues that accordingly, that statistically, it's better to trade 1,000 new followers on social media followers for one single email subscriber. He says that's how lopsided the exchange is. And this is true. Like in my own in the services I provide for my clients, like I rarely touch social media because it's pay to play. You have to pay Meta and TikTok to see your posts. Essentially, TikTok's a little more generous on the organic engagement, but eventually every one of these services, social media services, it's going to be pay to play. All right, so here are the stakes. What are the stakes? As I said in my sales funnel webinar not too long ago, if you don't have a sales funnel, you know, you're not going to grow, or you're going to at least struggle to grow. Okay. So here it is. Email is an essential part of your sales funnel, which we talked about. Social media is on borrowed land, meaning if social media changes one aspect of their algorithm, or if Google changes an aspect of their algorithm, you could just completely disappear. Like, your stuff will not be seen. And I've seen it happen. You will see influencers and other people on social media. They're going to try to get you over to their email address. They're going to use social media to then promote maybe their lead generator or their lead magnet to get your email. Okay. The other thing is, email is still sacred space, and it allows you to speak directly to your audience. So that's what's at stake. It's about building your brand. All right. So I'm going to let you know, if you stay to the end of the webinar, I'm going to show you TheraSaaS on how it can actually help build your newsletter and be your intake CRM. But it's also, I have a really great discount where you basically get 4 months free of TheraSaaS. So stay to the end, and I'm going to show you that and that discount. One more thing on your newsletter and why this is important is that it positions you as an authority, right? So you get right into the email inbox where you can speak to your ideal client. It's going to demonstrate your ability to teach. It's going to build a relationship with that reader and build that trust and intimacy that they need to be able to trust you to buy and schedule an appointment with you. It's also going to help build a relationship with their inbox. And what does that mean? It's basically, if you do it right and the timing of your emails, so if you're consistent every day of the week, or, you know, a certain time of the week or certain time of the month, they're going to be expecting that email from you, and they're going to be expecting to hear from you. That's the power of email. A couple of things about me that could be helpful is that 7 years ago, my wife came home and she said, I wanted to start my own private practice. And for those who know this story, I did not have a marketing degree. We, as you can see, we had twin girls who were under two. My wife's was pregnant with Simeon. I think she was 7 months pregnant with Simeon. We lived in Chicago. And so in order to live in Chicago, most couples, you know, most families need two family incomes to be able to financially make it work for them. And we couldn't live on my salary alone with our growing family. And so we needed to make this work. So I went down the rabbit hole of marketing, website building, all the things. And Susan said, if I was going to launch this private practice, she says, I want it to be 100% private pay. I just want to work with kids, and I need you to do all the marketing and branding. So that's what I did. And creating videos and then having a newsletter was a major part of that. And so here's where we are today, my beautiful family. And now, Kid Matters, just to kind of close that story loop, Kid Matters has 9 clinicians. It's 100% private pay. It's grossed $1 million in revenue, and we have over 3,000 email subscribers. And I will share one quick story. We had we had some friends over a couple weeks ago for dinner, and we had like a 2-hour conversation with them. They're at our house, and the kids were playing together. It was a lot of fun. And towards the end of the dinner, the mom said, "You know, Susan, I've been reading your email and watching your videos for the past 2 years." and she said they've been incredibly helpful for her as a parenting a young boy. So email newsletters absolutely work, and they build your brand. So this very kind friend, she knew about Susan way more about her because she's been engaging with Susan through email for the last couple of years. So today, 7 years later, I just about 7 years into this now, I've launched over 12 private practices across the country and scaled them up at various capacities. I consider myself a full stack marketer and a full stack content creator. So I've done all the marketing things, and I'm going to be showing you today more about the newsletter. My mission is to help grow, launch, and scale 10,000 private practices by 2030. And I have a couple businesses here: Play Therapy Toolbox, which is an e-course for play therapists; TheraSaaS, which is the CRM private pay practice for those who want to launch, grow a private pay practice; and then Brand Your Practice, which is the services side of things. And they all have an email newsletter. they all have a lead generator in order to collect emails and build a relationship with you all. In fact, you all came to this webinar because of an email, most likely. All right, here's the plan for the day. The plan is we're going to go over the four common types of newsletters, and then we're going to jump into frequency, length, and different topics that you can talk about. And then I'm going to do a little bit of a live demo building a branded newsletter. I'm going to show you a little bit behind the scenes how that works. All right, so I'm going to just switch over to bigger picture here. All right, the four common types of newsletter content. And I want to say this before I jump in. One more. In my opinion, I think private practices, their newsletters at minimum should be providing value in a way that's really helping potential clients and current clients solve a problem or a host of problems. And I recommend that most private practice newsletters should be on, like, 90% of them should be educating or informing. And there's like maybe 10% of entertaining if you want. But really, building that trust through education and information to potential clients or your current clients is just going to build your brand trust like crazy. All right, here we go. The first kind of newsletter format, I like all this long form. These are short stories. They can be opinion pieces or like letter to the editor type pieces. They typically are just one topic at a time. They're not usually flashy newsletters. It's just a bunch of text, and that's okay. And an example of this would be a lot of people on Substack. So I highly recommend Brandon Meeks on Substack. He writes about Southern culture, and it is beautiful. I mean, the brother can just write, and there's times I just cry after reading his stories. And I think if you're going to be, you know, writing a lot, then I think you need to be reading other people who write better than you. And so I found him, I don't know, somebody recommended him, and I've been recommending to a lot of people. But long form, this isn't he just writes short stories. And something about Substack, and this is also to show how important email newsletters are. Substack has 20 million monthly active subscribers. They hit 2 million paid subscriptions. So I think I think there's free content from Brandon, but I pay like $5 a month because I think his content is so valuable and I'm learning how to be a better writer. And I'm also just uplifted and encouraged through his work. There's more than 17,000 writers that get paid on Substack. And the top 10 authors on Substack made $25 million per year. And just to show you that email is not dead. All right. So maybe some ideas for long form ideas for practice owners is you could take a mental health topic and go really deep. So think of it as like a very in-depth blog post. It could be very long. You could have images if you want. You could also take a mental health topic and tell a story about it. So if you're passionate about treating trauma, you could make a story around trauma. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 part story and use that as part of your newsletter. It's not common, but if you're passionate about writing and short story telling, this could be you. All right, the second one is I call the launch pad. The launch pad email or newsletter is really it's a short email, and the goal is to click on a link that will lead to a blog post that you wrote or maybe it's or a resource that you created. It's mostly to get people to your website. It could also be a resource you're wanting to share somewhere else, but it's very short, text-based usually. Here's an example. This is from Neil Patel at neilpatel.com. Most of his emails are very, very short, and it's just one or two links out, usually to one of his resources. He also said, I thought this could be helpful for us, is that I think I'll share this later, actually. But he did this test where what's the length of an email, and his emails he finds that works well for him is usually 99 words or less, and that's where he gets the most engagement, most people clicking on his stuff. So that's one idea, is the launch pad. So maybe for practice owners, you could create a simple text-based email that acts as a launch pad to get people to your website. Maybe it's a blog that you've created, or maybe it's a, hey, we hired a new clinician, and it goes to that, to the profile page. All right, let's go to the next one here, is the curated newsletter. So this is like a digest of news or products, usually in a very specific industry. There's usually multiple links to articles, sponsors, or affiliates. It's a very simple design, or it could be a highly designed newsletter, so lots of images and graphics. So let me give you a couple ideas here what this looks like. The Morning Brew has got hundreds of thousands of followers, of subscribers. And what they do is they talk about the financial news, stock markets, businesses, things that are related to really just the U.S. economy, the world economy. And they do it in kind of in a fun way. It's highly stylized, lots of pictures, lots of graphics. It's a mix of like pithy opinion statements and then links to their own articles or links to articles that are all over the internet. They have sponsorships, they have affiliates, it's all in there. It's the Morning Brew. So you can subscribe to them if you want some ideas. The other one is another example is the Free Press. And this one is particularly their TGIF Roundup. It happens weekly on a Friday. The Morning Brew is daily. The TGIF email is every Friday. It's a roundup from the news that they've curated from their website or from other websites. It's usually very funny opinions of what's happening into the world. Sometimes it's lighthearted, sometimes it's not. But basically their formula is you'll see that there's like an arrow, right? So you have an arrow, a bold kind of a hook, right? And then there's a little bit of opinion, but you'll always see that there's a link somewhere inside of this, this paragraph. So what does this mean for practice owners? Well, curate ideas for practice. So you could start a newsletter where you collect articles, social posts, news, statistics, other blogs, and you can share that. But it's typically all around an idea or a topic. So it could be around anxiety, it could be around parenting, OCD, ADHD, something like that. You could build a beautiful newsletter just curating information from around the internet or journals and sharing it with your audience that way. So the next one I'm going to show you is the branded, I call this the branded email newsletter. Highly stylized. It's 90% focused on your brand and products. There's a consistent sending schedule. And what you'll find is it's really a combination between long form, launch pad, and the curated newsletter styles, okay? There's a lot of overlap between all three of those. So let's jump into the Brighter Vision example. So many of you have a Brighter Vision website. I'm going to be doing a Brighter Vision webinar on Tuesday. So here's their newsletter they sent out. You'll see at the top here, you'll see there's a branding section. Then there's a featured blog, like here's, we want you to read this. They have an upcoming, so this is going to be, oh, look at that. There I am, how to position your business as the number one trusted private practice in your community. Okay, yeah, that is me. There I am, Brent Stutzman. Reserve your spot. And then here's other content that they link to on their website. And this, I believe this could be weekly or semi-monthly. All right, so I'm going to show you a walkthrough mine. So you'll see up here is we have the branding. So I call it the Insider Growth Tips for Private Practice Owners. I got an image. So what I typically do is I have like a short story or something that links to something that's already in the newsletter. It's being highlighted. But there's sort of like a little, you know, a word from me, right? So I'm trying to build that relationship with my readers. I have my sponsor, which is the Group Practice Scaling Summit, and then I'll have a featured resource. And then it continues. I have these other called external resources. They're called clickworthy. So I'll put together other stuff that I've done, a social post I've done, a YouTube short I've done, or I'll link out to other resources that I found on the internet that are helpful. We also have this thing called the team culture building. So my virtual assistant, Layla, who sends out this email, every Friday, we're a virtual office. So every Friday we get together on Zoom, and she asks a question around that helps build culture in the team. So we include that question in our newsletter. And then again, another resource highlight. So it's a pretty long email. towards the end, you're going to see my face, a couple other say, hey, connect with me on LinkedIn or book a coaching call. And I have this thing called the superscript. I can't remember who did this, but this is at the very bottom, sort of like the PS. So if they get to the very bottom, there's an opportunity for you to share more information. So I say, hey, if you want additional resources, whether you're launching, growing, or scaling, click here. And it's just a way that we've organized our information on our website. So that is my newsletter. And you can see here how long it is. You do not have to do this. Let me show you another example. TheraSaaS is a little bit shorter. You have the branding up here at the top, featured resources, which is our YouTube channel and videos we've created there, a new resource that we've created, and then here's a little promotional, right? So it's a little bit shorter. And then we have a brand. This is one of my clients, Pivot, and we have a very short newsletter for them, but you can see it's branded at the top. We have a featured resource, and we have a superscript right there. Very simple. And that's sent out monthly. All right, so ideas for you all. You could do something like that, but you just got to keep it simple and use templates to save time. All right, so I'm going to stop there. I'd love for someone to kind of throw a question in here for me in the chat if you have a question regarding the newsletter before I jump into frequency, length, topics. So if you have a question, I don't know what the delay is between the chat and you know how long it actually takes to come through. So have that question, pull that up, and I'll stop once I see one. I'll keep going, but I'll stop once I see a question and respond to it. Okay, frequency. So a couple ways you can think about frequency. You can think of it as like ad hoc or timely. So for example, if you want to have that's not weekly, maybe you could do something around Mental Health Awareness Day or when you hire a new clinician, or if there's a local event or a tragedy, that's also a really great time to, that's also a good time to send out an email. If you live in a small community, you know, tragedies happen all the time, and maybe you can use your email to bring comfort or clarity around that situation. Or, there's occasionally a death of a young child in our community from sickness or a tragic event. And Susan will use her newsletter to be able to speak to that a little bit and provide some resources on grieving, things like that. You can also send the yearly, deductibles are resetting. So heads up about that. New Year's informed consent reminder. EHRs, a lot of EHRs will not allow you to download all your, or they will not allow you to send mass emails, but you could download a list of your EHR from of clients from your EHR and upload it into a newsletter and send out a mass email saying, hey, sign all your consent papers for the new year. You could highlight, if you have a new blog post, if you don't write every week or every month, but you have one, you can highlight that. You can highlight a Twitter post or an inspirational quote. All right, where do we get a template? Elaine asks. Great question. Most email service providers, which we'll get to in a minute, will have templates for you to use, or you would be able to easily create one. And the TheraSaaS email builder will do that. And a lot of email service providers like MailChimp will do that for you too. And I'll show you that in just a minute. Good question. All right. So should, newsletters that are evergreen using automation. So a lead magnet automated series, and I'll show you this more in detail later, but you could have an evergreen, meaning it's not necessarily, it's not timely, meaning like a current event, but something that's evergreen, meaning anytime you can share this information or a newsletter anytime during the year, and it's going to be applicable. So when somebody downloads a lead magnet, they can get a series of emails from you over the course of a few days or a few weeks. Or it could be, over the next 20 weeks, however long you want it, That's what an evergreen newsletter looks like around as it relates to frequency. Okay, let's talk about sending times. The highly debatable sending times. When is the best time to send your email newsletter? Typically, from the research I found, Tuesday through Thursday in the morning is when you get your most engagement rates. But it also depends on your audience, and you do need to test for yourself. Just always be testing to see what the best time is. You know, my favorite newsletters actually come on Friday and Sunday evening. The ones that I spend time reading that I make sure I get to because I think the content is great. Fridays and Sunday evenings is for me. For me, I would recommend pick a time, you know, and be consistent because you are training your audience how to interact with your brand. Frequency, best time. So this is from ConvertKit, and you can see the number of emails sent by day in 2022. So you see Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday being pretty high days, Friday as well. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is when the most emails are sent. So you see here Sunday, like that could be an opportunity for you to send it on a Sunday because not as the inboxes may not be as full. You know, it just all depends. You have to test it out. I have another question from Anthony. Some email generators abuse the inbox. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So that's why you want to be providing valuable content. So you're not abusing people's inboxes and people will click on it and read it. Let's go to the next slide here. Oh, I got to zoom out. There we go. All right, basic target metrics to be hitting when you are sending out a newsletter. So you have your open rate. So when somebody actually opens the email, the click-through rate is when somebody actually clicks on a link inside of it. And the bounce rate is how many emails like don't actually make it, but you're sending. So they're like phony emails. So this is the health and wellness sector and then education. So anything above 40% is going to be a good open rate. That has to do a lot with your subject line. So making sure it's like provides enough interest for somebody to open it. The click-through rate, it changes. Sometimes you will have a newsletter that doesn't have any links in it. Like those opinion, like the long, the short form emails or the longer form, they may not have any links at all. And that's okay. That's okay. And a bounce rate of anything between less than 1% is going to be really good for you. So make sure you have a clean email list. And the length, you know, the format, long format, curated, branded, it just depends on your audience and your testing of how long your email should be. Here's that test from Neil Patel. This is what I wanted to show you. So he said, this is back in February. We recently ran an A-B test to find the perfect email length. And here's what we learned. Emails containing 100 to 250 words consistently got the highest click rates above 3.5% in our experiments. Next came emails with 99 words or less and emails with 250 to 500 words. Emails over 500 words performed the worst with click rates under 1%. Now, you remember, Neil is just straight text. Like, this is literally his email that he sent. And he says he said he tested this with several, like 26 different companies in different industries. And he just goes to show that it's important to run your own tests because what works for him may not be working for you. You know, think about how you consume emails and how you consume newsletters. Do you want to be short, long? Do you like the highly designed ones? You know, and also just depends on like how you want to do it too. All right. As it relates to topics. So my kind of the Venn diagram here is like, what are the ideal, your ideal client's problems they're facing with? What are they facing? Those are some topics you can get going. The other thing is like your own mental health interests. So what are you interested in the area of mental health? Is it neuropsychology? Is it all this really fantastic research that's coming out with the brain? Is it somatic, right? All this other research about the mind-body connection and how people heal from trauma. It really has to start with the body before you get into the mind and all this stuff. Could it be parenting? Could it be something else? I don't know. Could it be helping veterans recover from trauma? Whatever your interests are, and then your ideal client in the middle is that's where your newsletter is going to be. because you want to be able to like write about things you're interested in, right? It keeps you writing, but it should be at least addressing problems that your ideal client is experiencing. So there's your newsletter. I think we talked a little bit topics already, but I want to share a little bit more. So if you're a child therapist, write about parenting or childhood development. If you work with trauma clients, write or curate around that. If you work with couples, talk about communication and intimacy. Maybe there's a new staff hire, mental health awareness, testimonials, support groups that you're starting, mental health apps and training. I'm starting to work on a really big blog post right now on AI tools for private practice owners. This stuff's coming out all the time. Maybe there's a Q&A session. You know, if you have a lot of common questions that people are asking you in session, you could use those to write, or you could ask people to write in their questions and you can answer them. Maybe you can curate the best mental health books for kids or for adults or for relationships. People love book recommendations. You will get a lot of engagement from that. All right. So the action item here is just start. Maybe just pick the third Wednesday of every month to send out an email to your newsletter, to your subscribers. All right. So now I'm going to be talking a little bit how to build your own email list and newsletter. So I'm going to get a drink of water here, but I'd love for you to ask another question. Just put it in the chat. If you have a question, I'd love to answer that. And if I have a little cue in there, that's going to be helpful too. I can answer a bunch at once. So now we're going to be talking about like how to build your own email list and newsletter. Starting to get more practical. So what we're going to be going through is how to choose an email service provider. We're going to talk about opt-in and consent, and we're going to talk about contacts. Okay, that's kind of where we're at for the next session or section. All right, let's talk about email service providers. Okay, we're talking ConvertKit, HubSpot, ActiveCampaign, MailerLite, MailChimp, and also I'm adding TheraSaaS there in the bottom right. Now, what these will provide, and this is going back to Elaine's question, they're going to provide you with a template builder, an email news builder that you can use. They're also going to be setting you up with a sending domain. They're most likely will connect your website domain. Let's just say brandyourpractice.com. This is what, or like TheraSaaS, you know, I'm going to have a separate email domain. It'll be like a subdomain, like let's just say like replies.therasass.com or go.therasass.com or MailerLite will set this up. It will kind of use your email, your domain as like a masking, but underneath there's a subdomain going on. And that's to help with sending rates and making sure that Google and others will trust your newsletter as a safe newsletter. They will also probably act as a mini CRM. So this is a client relationship management tool. So manage all those contacts. There's going to probably be different, you know, depending on the plan, there's going to be different automations built in. And the other thing that's going to be important to consider is HIPAA compliance. So if you are going to have patient emails in there and PHI, then you're going to want a HIPAA compliant option. You just have to look and see which ones offer that. I think ActiveCampaign does. There we do at TheraSaaS. We are HIPAA compliant. All right. So there's that. Let's keep going. All right. Let's talk about opt-in consent. So opt-in can generally be defined as a situation where contacts themselves submit their email address to an organization and have the expectation that they'll receive marketing emails as a result. Okay. So you want consent. Email providers are cracking down on this even more. And so what does that look like? So this is actually a form from TheraSaaS. I'll zoom in a little bit here. It says, I understand the use of email and SMS text messages are inherently insecure and thus pose a risk to the security and confidentiality of my protected health information. And I consent to Kid Matters Therapist. This is really just that part is just to cover you. But Kid Matters Therapist or staff, office staff communicate with me via email or text message. So I consent to that and they have to click on that box. So when they consent, then they're saying, hey, you can send me messages. They can always unsubscribe if they want. Here's another example is you'll see here. Let me scroll down a little bit. Is this is built on TheraSaaS as well, but you'll see a lot of forms like this. So that get free access. This is like consent. Send me emails with that information, with that, with this this helpful tool. Okay. Okay. So how do we build your email list? So for example, with TheraSaaS, I recommend people having a button on there. Like that, well, that informed consent, but also you could say, would you like to receive our best mental health advice through email? And from the very beginning of the intake form of the client lead filling that out, they're not even a client yet. They're just raising their hand saying, I'm interested in services. You can say, hey, you know, would you be willing to allow me to send you some emails more about our practice and offerings? And there you go. You can start building it. Even if they don't become a client, you can start building that relationship with them. You could use a lead magnet, which I'll show some examples. I'm going to be doing another webinar on purely just lead magnets, ideas that you could use. But a lead magnet is helpful and you get consent, just like that last image I showed you. Or you could also download your EHR contacts if you want, because they've already, most likely, they've already consented for you to communicate with them through the EHR and email. And so you can send them helpful information in your newsletter too. All right, because you've waited, thank you for waiting so far, thus far. So the bonus is 40% off TheraSaaS. We're running a March special right now. The code is March40, and that gets you basically 4 months free of TheraSaaS. And why TheraSaaS, I like TheraSaaS is because it really combines, it can combine your intake CRM so you can quickly qualify people who are raising their hands for services. You can quickly qualify them, communicate with them, see if they're a good fit. And then they can move into your EHR if they do become a client. But you could also build lead form magnets or lead magnet forms and design emails and send emails from TheraSaaS. So it really combines them into two, and then you can integrate them so easily, especially with that checkbox. And we are HIPAA compliant and HIPAA verified. All right, so let's, I don't see any questions, so I'm gonna move right into the demo. So what that means is I need to reshare a different part of my screen. I think it's this one here. Okay. So I'm going to look over here on my other screen for this demo. So this is the TheraSaaS email builder. And this is going to look very similar to a lot of other email service providers as well. Don't worry about this. These are just instructions that I provide, say how to use this and how to update it and test before sending the contacts. But you'll see here, you can put your logo right here. This is a simple drag and drop builder, so you can just move things around real easily. What I like about this here is we talk about building trust at scale. This is a custom field that will just pull the first name inside of TheraSaaS and say, hello, let's say, hello, Brent. And then you can write a little section here, a brief introduction, and then you can sign off. And then you have different sections you can easily design. Welcome a new team member. Or here's some other helpful resources. Check these out. So you can design a really beautiful email. And there's a lot of just like custom elements that you can drag and drop in here. Call to action buttons, things like that. Okay, so yes. I can actually show this. I forgot this. Does TheraSaaS have templates for other kinds of providers? I am a speech and language pilot. I don't have, like, you can customize this however you want. So I, TheraSaaS is primarily a therapist, but you can easily use this and customize it for yourself for speech and language pathology for your services. It's all very simple. And I use this for a lot of my clients. I just use a template and redesign it for them real quick. Because it's a template. Now that you have a template, you can send campaigns for it. Oh yeah, the code. The code again. Let me throw up my banner here. There we go. I'm trying to learn the StreamYard a little bit better. So thank you for asking that question, Anthony. I think that was Anthony. Yes. All right, so let's go to the next one here. So here's another example of an email builder. So when new clients submit, say, hey, I'm interested in an appointment, you can use a template like this and say, hey, you know, what is play therapy and how can I help my child? You know, Carrie's as a play therapist. And also here, I want you to meet the rest of my play therapists as well. So just another example of a branded newsletter that you can use. All right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about the form and the consent. Okay, so this is a inside TheraSaaS and other email builders. You're going to be able to build a form on the back end, and then you're going to be able to embed it on your website. So this is what this looks like. I'm going to put this link on it in case you guys are interested. This is a lead generator. So this is the intake course that I've created. And you can just experience that and funnel hack it if you want, reverse engineer it for your own practice, how it goes. But this is the consent right here. Get free instant access, name and email address. But it all starts with the form. Also here, this is a TheraSaaS form that this is a template that all practice owners who use TheraSaaS get this form to help qualify and communicate, at least quickly qualify leads. I think it's helpful. You'll see right here. Would you like to receive our best mental health advice sent to your email? We got consent here, and we also have consent here to email and then also to text message them. But I also thought this is great to how did you hear about us? And you can capture referral sources right up the top, which is really helpful for your marketing. So this is how you get consent to be able to send emails to them. I think that's really important. There's a lot of people who don't get, I get emails all the time. I was like, I never signed up for this email address. I must've been on some list. And then I hit the spam button. All right, let's get to the automation side because this is where it's really important because you are busy practice owners and you don't have time to do all this. So let me take you, this is the back end of TheraSaaS and the automation builder. So every automation is kicked off when somebody fills out the form that's here for the how to convert calls in the clients. That's the trigger for the automation. And then I'm going to get an email that says, hey, somebody signed up for your free calls into clients email course, right? So that email goes to me. Some other things happen on the back end. I'll hit them with a tag that says this person downloaded the course. So I can easily search them in my CRM inside TheraSaaS. And then what I'm going to do is they are then going to get a series of emails from me. So they're going to get the first email right away. I'm going to be using a template right here. The subject is, you made a great decision. I feel like I'm going to put an exclamation point there. I'm going to hit save. Make sure that goes. All right. So that's the subject line. Let me show you what that email template looks like. So I created this template. Right here, you see the branded right here. Let them know they're in the right place. And then I'm going to share with them all the things that they're going to be getting from this email course and bonus training and some other teaching here, the five essential qualities of an intake coordinator. So that's what they get. This is the first email that they get. And then there's a wait step. They're going to wait a day, and then you're going to get email number two. They're going to wait another day, email number three. And you'll also see here that there's people inside of the funnel right now. These are live happening. So this person's on a wait step. I'm going to click on this so you can see the different email rates. So 100% have been delivered, 81% have been opened. That's the open rate. So that's a really high open rate. And 18% have clicked into it. Look, I even got some replies in there. So that's good. 0% bounce rate. So you can see all the different statistics about this right here. You might be able to dive in even more. So, okay. So that is the automation behind that. And this is how you build trust at scale. You have an email newsletter that helps solves a particular problem or a series of problems for your ideal client. You're building that trust and it's all automated. So what I've done is when somebody submits a new client appointment, form using TheraSaaS. what I'll do then is set in an automation email where they get like a welcome email. And then they might get another email that says, you know, that might pull in a few Google reviews. It could also then say, here's a couple resources from our website. That might be email number three, because they're most likely not going to be scheduled right away. There might be a little bit of a wait in between. So that's where, you know, that's just the beginning of how to use automation. If you have a lead generating PDF or a lead magnet, you can even build it longer. You can build a 50-day email list or newsletter if you want and use automation. So that is a little bit about newsletters and how you can start one for your own private practice. Let me go back to answer any questions. So yeah, if you have any questions, please put that in there. I'll put the code back up here for TheraSaaS. And I will also do this here. I'll put the code in it. So it's March 40. I'll also go to therasas.com for you. If you click on the Get TheraSaaS, schedule a demo call with me and see if we're a good fit. I am on spring break next week. So it might have to be a week for the following week in April. And then I can send you a, actually, that doesn't make sense to have that. If you're just totally convinced that TheraSaaS is for you, let me share that link. You can also shoot me an email. It's brent@therasas.com. But I'll send you a link as well. If you're like, yes, sign me up. I want that March discount right away. So make sure you only choose one. I'll put that link right in there. Let's say you're the essentials. A lot of people use the essentials. March 40. And that will work for you. Okay. So that's how you do that. Let me know. Questions in the chat. Shoot me some questions if you'd like. I'll go back to this right here. Trying to think if there's other common questions. As the questions are coming in, thanks, Brent. Yep, you're welcome, Elaine. This is usually the last step in the sales funnel that's the most hard, like the most difficult to pull off, because it takes your time and attention. And I know you're really busy. This is where you have to be so intentional. And you, if you talk to anyone who does marketing like myself, they're going to say they wish they started their email newsletter sooner. And it's the same with me. I didn't start it for a couple years ago. And I started using lead generators, so checklists and things like that. People love checklists. I'll be talking about this in another webinar on what kind of lead generators can you make. But people love checklists. And you will be surprised how fast you will, your email will grow. And the thing is you need this asset. So let's say, you know, sometimes, you know, intakes at the beginning of March just like completely slow down for a lot of my clients. Everyone on spring break, it seems like. And so not a lot of intakes coming in. That's an opportunity to send an email. Say, hey, you know, you came back from you came back from spring break. Maybe you spent time with your family and you're even more confused now. And maybe you need some counseling. You know, we have some we have appointments available this week if you are interested. You know, whatever, any reason why you need to communicate kind of in a more sales pitch. Hey, we got a new clinician. She's fantastic with kids. We'd love for you to schedule an appointment if you haven't done yet. Click here to schedule. Like anytime you need to be able to communicate, you have a direct access to that ideal client, to your client leads, those who aren't clients yet, and those who are clients, you can talk to them. You don't have to... like compete on social media for their attention. You have a direct access to their email. So that's why it's so important. That's why it's so important to have an email address or to have a newsletter. All right. So I have not seen any extra questions that have come in, but thank you for jumping into this webinar with me. I'm going to end it here in just a minute. And jump on to the Private Pay Practice monthly implementation call. So I'm going to speak to some practice owners over there. Thank you so much again for joining me for the webinar. And you will get an email about the replay shortly once it's done. And I look forward to seeing you all in the next webinar. And I believe that will be next month on a Thursday, probably the second Thursday, and we're going to be talking about different lead generators that you can create, lead magnets to start building your email list even quicker. All right. Thank you all for joining, and I will talk to you later.